Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another Conducting Conversations show that is going to start the season with Theater by the Sea once again. Many years of doing this, and tonight Bill Haney is here. Oh, no, he's not. He has been for many years, but he is stuck in Aruba or someplace. What? We don't know. But we have two representatives that are here, and can't believe I'm saying this, but I am. And Karen Kessler is here, and she is the press representative of Theater by the Sea. Welcome, Karen.
Why, thank you so much. I'm like thinking, do you think I look like Bill?
What? No, not at all. No, and as a matter of fact, Karen and I have known each other for a long, long, long time, as long as I've been involved with the station here, pretty much almost 20 years.
Karen. You're pretty happy about that, aren't you?
Yeah.
I can tell.
We're kind of like old friends. And she has worked at several theaters, but now she's representing Theater by the Sea. And along with her is the always cheerful, good-looking, and talented Vinny Lupino is here. Welcome, Vinny.
Well, thank you, Mike. I didn't even have to pay you to say that. That's wonderful.
There you go. Now, Vinny is the box office manager, so probably more people in our audience know Vinny than anyone else related to Theater by the Sea. I'll bet you probably have talked to more of our audience than any representative of Theater by the Sea.
I may have. I answer the phone quite often at the theater. I work year-round down there. I'm lucky enough to be one of the year-round employees, so I do talk to people not only in the summer, but in the dead of winter, spring, fall, any season.
The dead. I noticed you mentioned that.
The dead of winter,
the dead of winter.
Well, and everybody loves Vinny.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody loves Vinny. And one of the special treats you'll get, if you've listened to this show, you can call Vinny anytime and get a special discount rate for any of the tickets at Theater by the Sea. No, I'm making that up.
I'm like going, what?
I'll sell it at 100% of the face value anytime.
There you go. So it's great to have you both here. Bill is out of town. I was joking at the beginning of the show, and he's normally with us for the opening show of the season. We always do an opener, talk about things that have happened the past year, things that have gone on at the theater, and then all the things that are coming up in this new season. And the new season, Vinny, actually, the tickets go on sale when?
We go on sale online May 4th and by phone or in person May 5th. We have a special week for our subscribers, which is Monday, April 29th through Friday, May 3rd. That's one of the privileges, one of the benefits of having a subscription. Subscribers can call for a week before the general public, but then May 4th online, then we're 24/7 online from then until the end of the season, and by phone or in person Sunday, May 5th.
What a deal. And easy to find you. You have an easy email address, or I should say online address.
Oh yes, our website, theaterbythesea.com. Very easy. You click in. Don't make the mistake of going to Theater of the Sea in Florida. We do have people that confuse it sometimes. Unless you want to see a dolphin show when you're in Florida, that's fine. But theaterbythesea.com. And right now there's tons of information on the site. The ticket sales will go live on May 4th.
All right. And Karen, part of your job as in charge of press releases and so forth is to let people know that they can call and talk to Vinny, right? He was a little shy. He didn't want to give his phone number out, but you can do that, right?
Oh, can I? Yes. I guess I can. It's 401-782-TKTS, which is 8587. So 782-8587.
There you go. Interesting year coming up this season in that this is my first recollection of a brand new show that's going to start off the season, and that's Love
and Other Fables. It is The first time that I'm aware of, there may have been way, way back, potentially. Yeah.
Well,
but
I'm sure 70 years ago they might have started something new. But
maybe. I don't know. But this is very exciting because it is a world premiere. And, you know, if all goes well, perhaps it will end up making its way to Broadway someday, which is just really exciting for something to start at Theater by the Sea that's original. And I did have the pleasure of seeing a read-through in New York, and it was just a boatload of fun, wonderful talent that was in that show, and a lot of that talent will be coming to do the show here. So okay. We're very excited about that show.
And that's going to open May 29th and run through June 16th. We have a lot more things to talk about, but I just wanted to get that message to everyone that the first show this season is a new one that you have not probably seen before. And we don't have a lot of music from that, but I do want to get to a piece of music. So we'll go to something from Love and Other Fables.
I've got fables. Helpful fables. I can help you make your problems disappear. Now, don't think I'm rushing you to make your mind up. But you seem a bit confused from where I sit. But make the right decision and you'll wind up the beneficiary of my wit. If my master courts disaster, then it's Aesop to the rescue I'm on call. So if the gods heap admiration on my rich imagination, then my life's the greatest fable of them all.
Yes, his life's the greatest fable of them all.
Slave girls burst from the tent with abandon and dance. The dance break.
Perks or paid vacations.
In fact, what's even worse, he don't get paid.
But if his tales can change the course of nations, when all is said and done, he's got it made.
Though not wealthy, I've a healthy way of coping when my back is to the wall.
And so the message that he's sending always has a moral ending.
With a lazy hair, a pesky gnat,
a stubborn mare,
a crafty cat,
a seeming snake, a thieving rat.
The point I make is simply that
the point he makes is simply that if the talents I've been given make a better world to live in,
my life's the greatest fable of them all.
Yes, his life's the greatest fable of them all. So!
Sounds like that show is going to be a lot of fun, and don't miss that. Get your tickets early. We're going to talk a lot more about getting tickets and things that are sold out and stuff like that later. But speaking of selling out, Vinny, last year, you done good.
Yes, we were very lucky. The 2018 season was the 85th anniversary of Theater by the Sea being a theater from when they opened in 1933. And we had a record-breaking season. For the first time, a show was produced with a five-week run. That was Mamma Mia, which broke all kinds of even if it had only been 4 weeks, it would have still been the record-breaking number one show of all time at the theater. But having the fifth week guaranteed that selection.
And I think, did we not end up adding a couple of shows to that run?
We did. We added extra matinees to the performance weeks. So some weeks had nine performances instead of only eight.
So when you say record breaking, you're talking about dollars, right?
Attendance dollars across the board.
Okay.
And audience enjoyment. It was just people came back three and four times to see the show.
Wow.
The whole season was very well attended, but Mamma Mia was definitely the high point.
Don't you both find it hard to believe that anything could have topped Music Man from 2 years ago?
It was tough.
Since you appeared in that show, for your listeners that don't know that, that's why that was mentioned.
Most of our listeners know it because I talk about it all the time.
Yeah, and you were wonderful. Your quartet was wonderful in that show.
All right, let's get to the next show is going to be Singing in the Rain, and I want to try to get a piece of music in for that before we get too much further along. And iconic, I guess, is the word you use for this show, right, Kat?
Absolutely. This is a wonderful old chestnut of a show. And the cool thing about it is that it does have to rain. So people will get to see the raining on stage, which I have seen, I think, one production of it. I don't remember the rain part of it, but I would imagine it's going to be pretty spectacular at Theater by the Sea because they have the resources to create something like
now,
that.
Now, see, if you're old enough like I am, you can remember being in the auditorium, in the seats at Theater by the Sea and getting wet from the rain. But those conditions have been improved.
That was before my time, I'm saying.
All right, let's go to Make 'em Laugh.
Make 'em Laugh. Make 'em Laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? Ha ha! My dad said be an actor, my son. But be a comical one. They'll be standing in line for those old honky-tonk monkey shines. Now you can study Shakespeare and be quite elite. And you can charm the critics and have nothing to eat. Just slip on a banana peel the world at your feet. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My grandpa said go out and tell 'em a joke, but give it plenty of hope. Make 'em roar, make 'em scream. Take a fall, but a wall split a seam. You start off by pretending you're a dancer with grace. You wiggle till they're giggling all over the place. And then you get a great big custard pie in the face. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh.
This is great. We have so much to talk about because we want to talk about all four of the major shows, and then there's lots of other things to talk about with a special series of Monday night shows.
Yeah, Monday concerts and events. We started it last year, and it was wildly popular on Mondays, as most theater people know. Generally, the theater is dark. So we decided to fill that dark day with these concerts and events. And last year, they just did spectacularly well. So we've actually added an additional Monday this year, and we're going to do five different shows, starting with a new version of Harvey Robbins' Doo-Wop and Motown. So he did come last year, and I would say that that show probably sold out in about, I don't know, a day or two?
Oh, very quickly.
It was crazy. People love that stuff. And then we're bringing back Steve DeAngelis, and he brings with him people who appear on Broadway, and they're, of course, on dark on Monday, so they come up out of New York and do songs for us, and it was pretty spectacular last year, complete sellout. And then some of your listeners probably remember when we did the Rat Pack show as part of our season.
What an opening a few years ago.
Yes, it was a opening show. And they are going to swing in and do one of these Monday nights for us. So I assume that one will probably sell like crazy. And then one of my personal favorites, Christine Petty, who if anyone listens to the Broadway channel on Sirius XM, they will know her voice. She's the DJ, I guess you call them, from in the morning from 9 to 3. And she's got just a wonderful bag of tricks, I guess I would say, where she does Ethel Merman, Liza Minnelli, Barbara Streisand, Julie Andrews, sings like them, has wonderful stories to tell. So much fun. I cannot wait to see her. And then Harvey Robbins is going to come back with his Superstars of Las Vegas show. And that features impersonators doing Neil Diamond, Cher, Rodney Dangerfield, Whitney Houston, Donna Summer, which I think that'll be a great fun as well.
Excellent. All happening on Monday nights.
Right.
And when Karen mentions dark nights, in other words, the lights aren't on the stage, on dark nights on the Broadway theaters or theaters around the country, that means the actors have a day off and the musicians have a day off. Vinny, what does that mean for you?
Well, it means we work 7 days a week in the box office. But that's fine. We have a great staff. They're always willing to be there and sell tickets to anyone.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's get to one more Singing in the Rain song, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more as we listen to Good Morning.
The picture can be saved!
Oh!
I tell you, kids, if we pull this off, this day will go down in history for me. March the 23rd.
Your historic day is not the 23rd, it's the 24th.
What do you mean the 24th?
Because it's 1:30 already, it's morning.
Yes, and what a lovely morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
We talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright.
Now the milkman's on his way, it's too late to say goodnight.
So, good morning,
good morning.
Sunbeams
will soon smile through.
Good morning to you.
And you, and you, and you. Good morning, good morning. We gab the whole night through. Good morning, good morning to you.
Nothing could be grander than to be in Louisiana.
In the morning, it's great. Stay up late, good morning. A good morning to you.
Might be just a zippy if we was in Mississippi.
When we left the movie show, the future wasn't bright. But came the dawn, the show goes on, and I don't want to say goodnight.
So say good morning.
Good morning.
Rainbows are shining through.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bonjour.
Ah, monsieur.
Buenos dias.
Muchas frias.
Buongiorno.
Agitorno.
Guten Morgen.
Breakfast Morgen.
Good morning to you.
Theater by the Sea is the subject of tonight's program, and I'm very happy to have Karen Kessler here and Vinny Lupino, who Vinny is the box office manager and been around for a few years with Theater by the Sea.
How long now? Just a few. I started back in 1999 part-time.
Wow.
And worked there until that administration closed. Then the theater was closed a few years, and then it reopened, and I came back, and I've been there ever since.
So started when you were still in elementary school.
Well, I wish. No. Yeah. A few years after that.
A good amount of time spent at Theater by the Sea, and now he's a seven-day-a-week guy.
In the winter, not so much.
All right. And Karen Kessler is in charge of public relations, press releases, and so forth. And she has been involved with theater in the area for a long time now. How long have you been in this general area, Karen?
I moved here I did my residency at Trinity Rep in 1989. So I moved here permanently after I graduated from UCLA's management program, thank you very much, in 1990 started doing a lot of community theater. I actually had an association with Theater by the Sea. I think Vinny was the one that turned me on to it. And I started doing PR for them in 2000.
Yeah.
And I was there for them as well, and then came back when it reopened. So it's a great, great place. But I've been around for a while.
You've been seen on stage in other places, and people might remember various productions.
One of my favorite directors is Vinny Lupino. I just actually finished doing a show that he directed down at the Granite Theater in Westerly, The Games Afoot by Ken Ludwig, and it was pure joy. Thank you, Vinny.
Okay. Well, thank you. It was a joy working with all of you.
Yeah, Granite Theater, the now closed Ocean State Theater. You were on stage there many times.
Well, not many, but I did a couple shows there.
Barker, right?
I've done the Barker. Community Players is my kind of my home space, and I've directed and performed for them quite a bit. And I sit on their board of directors with Vinny Lupino.
There you go.
We spend a lot of time together.
I didn't realize that. All right.
Yes.
All right, we're talking about the new season at Theater by the Sea this summer, opening with a new show called Love and Other Fables, which is going to run May 29th to June 16th. Then Singing in the Rain, which we talked about in that first segment, played a couple pieces from that, and that goes June 19th to July 13th. And then Disney's Newsies, big show.
Big show, very exciting. It's one of my favorites. I love tap dancers, and there's a lot of tap in this particular show. It is the Rhode Island professional premiere, which is very, very exciting. And I had a friend that was on tour with it, so I also, kind of feel like I have a personal connection to it. But great music, wonderful dancing, a great story. So it's like you really can't go wrong with it.
All right, let's get a piece of music to get us in the mood called King of New York.
Look at me, I'm the king of New York. Suddenly, I'm respectable, staring right at you, lousy with stature.
Knocking with all the Bacardi mocks, I'm blowing my dough and going deluxe.
And there I be, ain't I pretty? It's my city, I'm the king of New York.
I thought I'd go watch with a chain to twirl in.
My very own bed and he named George Hurlin.
A barbershop haircut.
Look at that paper with my face beaming. Tomorrow they may
on this opening show for Theater by the Sea for Conducting Conversations here is always jam-packed with news and stuff that's going on because a lot of stuff coming up. Let's go to a subject that I'd like Vinny to talk about, and that's the you have a festival, right?
We do. We have our annual Children's Festival. There are several Fridays through July and August. The performances are at 10 a.m. and noon. Sometimes we'll even add a 2 p.m. show in when they're selling out and very popular, which we know this year we will be. We start on Friday, July 5th, when Kaleidoscope Theater presents Snow White. And then we go to Friday, July 12th. Keith Michael Johnson returns with his Bubbleology show for, I believe, his 11th year. He's a staple at Theater by the Sea. On July 26th, we have our Camp Theater by the Sea students, and they're performing Disney's Aladdin Jr. this year, so we know we'll be adding a performance for that one, so there'll probably be 3, 10, 12, and 2 for that performance. And August 2nd, we have Kaleidoscope Theater returning with Little Red Riding Hood, and on Friday, August 9th, we have a magician, Scott Jameson. So there's a little bit of magic, music, bubbles, and a lot of fun for all the kids. This year, it is the Children's Festival is sponsored once again by the original Vanilla Bean, which is a lovely ice cream stand right up the street from the theater, right on Matunic Beach Road. And if you bring your ticket from the show, you get a free kids' cone of ice cream with the purchase of an adult. And that was very popular last year. So we thank the Vanilla Bean for sponsoring us.
Excellent. That's right. It's just don't turn down Cards Pond Road. Just keep going straight. You run right into it, practically.
Exactly. You see it right at the end of the road, right before you drive into the ocean.
Delicious Sundays.
Absolutely great. We used to go there every day when I was down at Theater by the Sea. Let's get
when to, you were doing the Music Man.
No, it might have been How to Succeed in Business, or it might have been no. let's go to one more piece of music from Newsies. And Karen, this is Seize the Date.
Yes.
Is that one of your favorites?
They're all my favorites, but yeah, I love it. It swells and I get very emotional when I listen to music, and that's one of them that I love it. I think I actually may have choreographed a number for a group of kids, and it might have been that show, Seize the Day. I think it was. And it was just, I love it.
All right. We'll listen to one of Karen's favorites, and then we'll be back with more of the Karen and Vinny Show.
Now is the time to seize the day. Stare down the odds and seize the day. Minute by minute, that's how you win it. We will find a way. But let us seize the day. Courage cannot erase our fear. Courage is when we face our fear. Tell those with power, safe in their tower, we will not obey. Behold the brave battalion that stands side by side, too few in number and too proud to hide. Then say to the others who did not follow through, you're still our brothers, and we will fight for you. Now is the time to seize the day. Stare down the odds and seize the day. Once we've begun, if we stand as one, someday somehow, and the prayer becomes a vow, and the strike starts right down now. Now is the time to seize the day.
Now is the time to seize the day.
Theater by the Sea. The new season coming up, starting in just a little over a month and a half away. And it's not even a month and a half away. Yeah, a little over a month and a half, I guess. May 29th. And it's going to be starting with Love and Other Fables. Vinny and Karen are here, filling us in on all the good things that are happening at Theater by the Sea. Bill Haney will probably be here next month to talk about Love and Other Fables, since he's much more familiar with that than the two of you, I would think. He's somewhat involved in the production of it, right?
Very involved. I mean, it's involved. A world premiere, and yeah.
So we'll get that from him, and we'll also get all the good things that have been happening. Usually Bill and I spend a lot of time talking about what bathrooms were fixed, stuff like that, you know, that the people are interested in. Yeah. But we're not going to take that time with you. So we'll do that next month with Bill and whatever special guest he brings. But I want to one more time talk about the website, Vinny, and how to order tickets.
Yes, the website is theaterbythesea.com. Ticket sales go live online Saturday, May 4th, and phone lines open. The box office window opens on Sunday, May 5th, and then we're open the rest of the summer, 7 days a week.
All right. And you can walk right up to the window and meet you in person, right?
Come right on up to the porch. We're open usually Monday through Saturday at the beginning, and then once the show starts, we're open 7 days a week right at the box office window.
Excellent. And a phone number they can call?
Yep. Phone number live is 401-782-8587, and the 8587 is also TKTS. So if you can remember 782 tickets, you can give us a call.
There you go. All right. And, you know, we always say this when we're talking about opportunity to buy tickets and things like that. And we try to give a little sales pitch about, you know, get your tickets today. Well, in the case of Theater by the Sea, that is not a bad idea, because things do sell out. We talked about Mamma Mia and how that went last year and other shows and lots of sold out performances. Even though there's, normally about 18 shows per something? How many shows are there for each, roughly?
It really depends on which show it is. Love and Other Fables will run for 3 weeks, where the other three shows, Singing in the Rain, Newsies, and Saturday Night Fever, will all run for 4 weeks each.
Okay. And that's 8 shows a week, right?
Generally, it's 8 shows a week, and if there's demand, we do end up adding shows. Yep. We've already actually added a show for Saturday Night Fever because we had so many groups that wanted to get in there, and of course, the groups prefer the matinees.
Right.
And so we've already added a matinee for that show.
So don't get shut out. Call early. Vinny, is it too late to get season tickets or subscribe to be a subscriber?
No, we'll sell subscriptions right through the closing of Love and Other Fables. We have the full season. You can see all four shows. You get the same seats on the same day and time for all four at a very good discounted price. We also have a Flex Pass, which is a group of four tickets to use any way you like. So if you're not here for the whole summer or you have a busy schedule, but there's one or two shows that you really want to see, you can buy the Flex Pass, save a little money, still get all the other subscription benefits, and book your seats in advance of the general public sale.
Excellent. All right, I'm going to play a piece of music without telling you what it's from. See if you can figure it out. Thank you.
I just can't lose. You know it's alright, and it's okay. I live to see another day. We can try to understand the New York Times affect our man. Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, staying alive, staying alive. In the city breaking and everybody shaking, and we're staying alive, staying alive.
How long it took you to figure it out? It took me a while, but I got going with Saturday Night Fever and Should Be Dancing. No, that was Staying Alive. Staying Alive. Okay, I got it now. See, I'm thinking ahead. I know the next one we're going to be playing, and I got that in my head. Karen and Vinny, I want to thank you both so much for coming in tonight, sharing your news with our audience and talking about Theater by the Sea. And I think this should be a regular thing. I think we've aced Bill out of a job.
Oh, no.
And, you know, what is he? He's only the owner, right?
Correct.
And he pays the bills.
Owner-producer, yeah.
He's only the producer, the owner, the check writer. But, no, thank you very much. We've talked about a lot of things and tried to explain to the audience that things do sell out. As a matter of fact, one of the things we didn't talk about was the kids' camp. And why?
Because it's sold out. Our spaces are full. Well, the performances won't be sold out. Aladdin will have plenty of tickets when we put it on sale. But spaces in the camp are very limited. We opened registration February 1st, and by the third week of March, we were full. So we do have a small waiting list, but maybe one or two will actually be able to get in from that. But we do have a limited space in the camp, and it's very popular every year. We have a lot of kids that come back year after year. We do it between ages 10 and 16, so they have a six-year span, and some of them do it as far as they can until they age out.
Yeah.
Some even come back to work as counselors later. So it's been a good program.
Another example of something sold out at Theater by the Sea. And Karen, one of the things that is a big attraction at Theater by the Sea is the bistro or the restaurant that's right on the property. Makes it very convenient.
It makes for a great night out because you can do dinner and then you go right and see the show. You also can do lunch now. You can do lunch before a matinee performance too, which is really terrific. But we definitely would tell people to make reservations because they fill.
They do so.
Because they have a lesser capacity than we have at the theater. So everyone can't have a meal before seeing the show. So if you're interested in that, you definitely want to call ahead.
And if you're one of the two people left in New England that hasn't been to Theater by the Sea yet, you might want to jot down and just go and walk through the beautiful gardens, have dinner at the bistro, take in the beautiful atmosphere. It's really, really nice. Have a drink during intermission at the gazebo. There's all kinds of creature comforts, as they say.
It's a really special place. It really, really is.
And we'll let Bill talk next time about the bathrooms. Okay. All right. And the last show that we were kind of joking about, Saturday Night Fever, and that's going to run August 14th to September 8th. So make sure you get your tickets for that. Thanks, Karen. Appreciate you coming in.
Pure joy to be with you.
Excellent. And Vinny, nice to see you again.
You too. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. We'll listen to one more song from Saturday Night Fever, and then we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.